Well, Merry Christmas, everyone. Good morning. Probably this broadcast is too early for you, wherever you are out there in the Western countries. This is Shai and Barak straight from Israel, congratulating you for your holiday. Merry Christmas. And just to add, we are done explaining our right to exist. And we're going to speak a bit about Christmas, but more about the Holy Land, Israel, the people of Israel, Israelites. Hey, and how can we forget Jesus himself? He's one of us, guys. You know that? You remember that? Anyway, we're going to speak about that, but actually we'll start with a very, very special piece of music from Ardovan Hatami, from Iran. Let's hear him. Just a couple of minutes. Brilliant guy.
میاد اون روزی که ما ترشلیم به کوچه پس کوچه ها سر بزنیم میاد اون روزی که ما تو اصفهان رو پل خواجو با هم گپ بزنیم من بی دین تو یهودی با مسلمون و بهایای شهر میشینیم دور یه میز ساز میزنیم میگیم و میخندیم و شادی کنون کنار شراب شیراز میزنیم میاد اون روز که زیر پرچم صلح با هم از جاده عشق عبور کنیم میرسه روزی که ما از اسرائیل تا ایران بدون ترس سفر کنیم
Barak, how are you doing, mate?
Hi, Shai. Good to be with you again.
Good to be with you. Yes, we've decided to do a short broadcast for our friends out there in the world, just to speak about us a bit, emphasizing we are done explaining our right to exist. And it's so important, you know, because we keep... doing hasbara, you know, the opposite propaganda as to how come we should live, how come we should live here on this land, how come we just want to live here without harming others and without falling into the traps of governments, of agencies, of royal families, of all sorts of organizations and funds and trusts who are actually just playing with our life. And that goes not just for Jews, but Muslims, Christians, and other religions or other people from other continents as well. What would you like to start with, Barak, given, you know, this broadcast will be seen, will be heard by millions. No, I'm just joking.
I wish.
Yes, will be seen, will be... still by a bunch of people, yes.
Every time there is like this kind of wars in Israel, Very soon, Israelis are being portrayed as Nazis, bloodthirsty, Satanist, and all this. The crowd that we are talking to, there are people that you supposed to be already in the known about what's going behind the veil. So we are, me and Shai, we are also researching this subject for decades. So we're coming in many ways from the same place. And one of the ironies, and I will probably touch a few of them, is that we all know who is Klaus Schwab and what agenda he serves. We know who is Soros and what agenda he serves. We know that the UN, that is with the World Health Organization, that was founded by the Rockefellers, we know well all these people. We know that they serve the globalist, dystopian, eugenics agendas, and they have been pulling the strings here all these years. And among you people that you know about these people and what they want and what are they planning, but at the same time, I see my Twitter and other accounts filled with stuff calling the condemnation of Israel and all of this. And the irony is that this, you are on the same side of history with these same people. Like, Shai, if you can put there, I put like something about Soros. Soros is founding this, the left extreme radical left wing and the Palestinian agenda behind the scene. The UN is, you can see the condemnation, like Israel have the highest rate of condemnation than any country, more than Iran with all the crime against humanity does, and North Korea, and so on and so on. Klaus Schwab was one of the engineers of all of this, what we call the Oslo Accords, that brought all of these wars, not brought, but was is part of this agenda to create like this escalation and wars continuously between us. And all the money, like, you know, all these righteous Europeans that point finger to Israel, it is your tax money that sponsored the Hamas for decades. If there is a terrorist who killed a few innocent Israelis, blow a bus with children, if he goes to jail, he gets money from your government to give money to the Palestinian Authority, and they get money. His family gets money. So this kind of insanity has been going on for decades. And the thing is, most of you, because Israel is not your country, you don't follow every incident that is happening. You know, you don't know every terrorist attack that is going on. So you hear on the news, which are most of the time biased against Israel, you hear some things and you form some opinion. You see a few YouTubes. On YouTubes, there are groups of Israelis, radical leftist people, maybe even agents that say all kinds of stuff about Israeli soldiers and stuff. And you form this opinion, but you don't know in the last 70 years, not to mention the last 30 years since the peace process with the Palestinians happened, you don't know the details. You don't know how many terrorist attacks continuously on a daily basis Israel civilians had to endure and still come and offer peace and still come and offer all this amazing proposition and always being rejected by the Arabic Palestinian side, because they actually don't want to have peace. The so-called Palestinians, which are nothing but Arab Muslims, they are being used as a weapon against Israel. Because the Arab nations saw they cannot win Israel militarily, they basically use the Palestinian by giving them a very bad situation, like in the countries that they left in 1948, they don't give them full rights. The West Bank used to be part of Jordan. When Jordan conquered in 1948, they conquered that territory. They were Jordanian citizens. They had the Jordanian passport until 1980-something, and they took the passport away. So the thing is that this is not a fight between Goliath, the strong Israeli army, the Jews, and the poor victim, a few Palestinians. This is a fight between the Arab world, which is Arab Muslim world, which is 1.5 billion people, and the tiny little country of the only country of the Jewish people, which if you look at the map, maybe Shai, you can put it up for a second, it is a speck of dust in this huge territory of the Arab world. They have like, it's 602 times the size of Israel. They have 32 Muslim countries. There is only one Jewish state. In that Jewish state, we have 2 million Muslim Arab citizens with equal civil rights. At the same time, all the Jews that used to live, the hundreds of thousands of Jews that used to live in the Arab countries, they're all being transferred, their land's being stolen, a land that is twice, 1.5 size the size of Israel. You see, all of these like historical facts you don't know. So you hear this propaganda on the news and about Israel vice this poor Palestine. You don't know that they are actually an agent, a proxy agent for all of those countries that you see in the red. And inside this little speck of blue thing, there is like 2 million Muslim living. And in all of these red countries, there are hardly any, very few Jews left. They used to be there before 1948, hundreds of thousands of Jews. So this is the ethnic cleansing. Yeah, all of those people that were thrown away. I don't see anybody go with the flags in London and in Europe. Justice to the Arab Jews that their land got stolen in 1948 by the Muslim country. Where is the objectivity? Where is the justice here? So this conversation, I'm touching like many points here, but we want to give you an objective, but the other side of the story, which you don't hear. People all the time tell me, people all the time tell me when I tell them this stuff, you're an Israeli, you cannot be objective. It's true, I'm Israeli, and it's true on some level I'm not objective, but I can come with intellectual integrity to a subject and approach it with the facts that are known to me. Yeah, if you have different facts that you can prove, we can discuss it. Like I know somebody, I told him, you know, there were like 850,000 Arab Jews, immigrants, refugees that came in 1948 to Israel. They told me, this is just bullshit, blah, blah. Yeah, you cannot have a discussion with somebody who just say your facts are not factual. I know those people, yeah? They are friends and relatives and so on. So this is like my just like opening touching like some of the subject. And I like to say something more. That what happened in October 7 in Israel, that is the worst day in Jewish history since the Holocaust, was probably, there are many things that we know in Hebrew, we know firsthand people, we've been in the system also, we've been in the army, that it was done with the collaboration of Israeli agents inside the government, inside the military, same like 9/11 was done probably only by the American government. There was not even a Muslim terrorist there. We had the same thing in 1972. Israel had the war that Egypt attacked Israel. And it's probably the same story. It seems that Israeli government, military, they clear like mines fields to allow those army to enter inside Israel. And the connection between the two stories is that Kissinger, which hopefully died recently and went to his place in hell, was behind the scene kind of conspiring about all this. There is a lot of all kinds of stories. So we had like Kissinger connected to that in 1973. And we also had Kissinger now meeting secretly with all kinds of Israeli leaders just a week, 2 weeks before this happened. So me and Shai, we both like thinking that it was definitely with collaboration of Israeli government, but the fact that there was an Israeli government collaboration doesn't take the responsibility from the Muslim who attacked us. It's like if you are a guard in a bank and you allow a bunch of robbers to enter into the bank and they kill like 100 people in the bank, it doesn't make the robbers innocent. Yeah. So this is the situation. The civilians are definitely suffering on both sides. When I see children, Arab, Palestinian children, dying, crying, injured, it's really saddened me. It saddened me like I see children in any place in the world because they are really innocent. It's not their fault that they are born to that situation. But it's also not the fault of Israel that this is their situation because their leadership, the leadership that the Gaza people elected in a democratic way, the actions that they did is still supported. They had like a survey recently, 74% of the Arabs in Gaza and West Bank support what they did. So these children are the victims of their own Arab leadership. And it is really a shame. It is tragic. And if you can put, Shai, there is like Golda Meir in kind of yes, black. If you can put it and we read it. Okay.
Yes, one second, Barak. There's a good question here from Laila. And I will put it on the screen and I will try and answer it if you don't mind. But just before that, really, seriously, Merry Christmas to all the people out there who celebrate Christmas. We are with you. We are happy that you celebrate holiday, that you have food on the table, that you have a stove or an oven to cook in, and that you have something to keep you warm. It's not taken for granted nowadays, seriously. So my hearts are with you in this special day. And it doesn't matter now where the holiday comes from, whether it's real, whether it's pagan, where it comes from, it doesn't matter. What matters is the joy you have in your heart and celebrating with your family, the fact that you're alive, that you're happy, that you're smiling, that you have food and water and drinks, and that you enjoy, because we are here to enjoy life, not to fight. All right? This is just the beginning. Laila is asking, which is a good question, when is Netanyahu government going to be taken out and stopped by the Jewish people? Where is the uprising the world has been waiting for? The genocide happening in Gaza has to stop. What happened to diplomacy? Laila, there's few questions here. And I will try and answer it, all right, if you don't mind. When is Netanyahu government going to be taken out and stopped by the Jewish people? That's a good question. I've been asking it for, let's say, 14 years, and more so in the last 4 years, and probably also in the last, 3 months or so. I don't know. I don't have the right answer for it. I don't know when. I hope it will be sooner than later. And to be honest, Laila, it's not about Netanyahu. Netanyahu is a puppet run by puppeteer. The same goes for all the 120 members in the Knesset. Same goes for all the media. The same goes for all the elite, including the court system, who is controlling the Israelites, the people of Israel. When this time comes, I bet you're going to know about it, and me too. And I bet major things will happen. Whether it will come sooner or later, I'm not sure. Again, my hope is that it will come soon, and I'm doing my best to wake people up, not just to Netanyahu. You see, you catch this word, this man, and blame everything on him. This is BS. Not to say that he's not guilty, not to say that he's innocent, not at all. But he is not the problem. The problem is the puppeteer, not the puppets. Remember that. Not Pinocchio is the problem, but Geppetto, who is doing or has done Pinocchio. Second question, where is the uprising the world has been waiting for? Well, world, you should still wait. But the more pressure you put on us by supporting terrorist organizations who are actually slaughtering and butchering us, maybe it will help to waken us up. But maybe not. I don't know what is good for you to do in order to support our uprising, if you like. The genocide happening in Gaza has to stop. So, Laila, yes, you are right. It has to stop. And you know how should it be stopped? When the people of Gaza and the people of Judah and Samaria, which is Israel land, when they will stop supporting terrorist organization who just want to slaughter Jews just because they are being Jews, then maybe the genocide that happens in Gaza will stop. And what you call genocide that happens in Gaza is not genocide, because we Israelites, we don't kill people just for being people. We are not like them. And I'm saying them, and I mean maybe generally Muslim Arabs, but specifically the Hamas, Hezbollah, Jihad, PLO, and all these organizations, okay, established probably by the CIA and by the puppeteer agenda, if you like. So, just to put things straight, just to put things right, this is not genocide. This is pushing them back so they cannot come and slaughter us. Is that all right? Now, if I would have only a stick, then I would try and push them with a stick. But because we have airplanes and we have bombs and we have army, we do it with an army, okay? Another thing, what happened to diplomacy? I don't know. It went down the toilet. Seriously, it went down the toilet because diplomacy is fake and politics is fake. Politics is bullshit. And it's just to keep us busy when the puppeteer or puppeteers are still running their puppets in governments, wherever they are. I'm just reading comments here. Really good question. We are waiting. Okay. Now, Laila, I don't know where you're from. It doesn't matter. I mean, it matters because it's your life, but it's not that important now. But just to make things clear, the Five Eyes Alliance, that means UK, US, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, add to that, if you like, the sixth eye or the first eye, Israel, okay? But all of these people in the Five Eyes Alliance, when are you going to take down your governments? Because these are the major governments who run the agenda of the British Empire, running through the City of London, Washington, D.C., District of Columbia, of course, through the Vatican and through Switzerland. When are you going to take down your governments? And I think this is a fair question, because the agencies of your governments are doing much more havoc and causing much more harm to the people of the world than the government of Israel. Saying so, the government of Israel is not innocent, not at all. Israel is a major weaponry company, corporation. We sell a lot of weapons to whoever would like to pay. And I don't like that fact. Okay? But this is reality. And who runs Israel, being in a corporation, is not Bibi, is not other politicians, and it's not the media. It's CIA, it's the Vatican, it's Jesuits, and it's many names and many organizations, which is like, okay, then who? I've been doing a lot of broadcasts about that, about who is running, who is the puppeteer or the puppeteers, who are they? And the answers is there if you like to, you know, if you like to address them, if you like to learn. Let's see a few more pictures and few more videos, okay? Of
show the one with Golda.
The one with Golda. Let's see. One second, please. Yes, there it is. Please, read it, Barak.
I cannot read from here. You need to read. Okay, the screen is too small.
If we have
but
to
I like to say something about it.
Hang on. I'll read it and then stage is yours. If we have to choose between being dead and pitied and being alive with a bad image, we'd rather be alive and have the bad image. Golda Meir. Yes, Barak, please.
I want you to put the other Golda Meir. It's like more black picture. That's what I wanted to relevant to.
One second.
It's one of the last pictures there. There are not so many.
You mean when Golda is with Kissinger?
No. She's standing on a stage. Okay. So, if you don't find it, I can just say what she said.
Yes, there it is.
Okay,
I just read it out loud. We can forgive the Arabs for killing our children. We cannot forgive them for forcing us to kill their children. Thanks. That's a good point. For we will only have peace with the Arabs when they love their children more than they hate us. Correct.
Yeah. So basically, Laila, and I guess what you think, many people think, first of all, a lot of the information that you see out there is false information that you hear through a terrorist organization that just raped, killed, murdered children, burned them alive with their parents. They actually put a baby in the oven and cooked it before they killed his parents as well. Horrific stuff. This is the source of information that you hear about Holocaust. Israel, and I'm as an ex-Israeli soldier, I can tell you firsthand, and I'm like mostly vegan, I'm a pretty much a pacifist, if we can be, as long as it's not like if somebody come to kill me, I think it's right to defend myself, even if it means to kill them. The situation is like that if you are under attack and you basically somebody start a war with you, he pay the consequence. And in this case, they started the war in a very brutal way. Now the Israeli army, this is stuff you don't know, single to the people, leave this area, we're gonna now bomb this area, so you have to leave that region of the city. They send it to them with the text message, they throw away flyers, they have like speakers. This is the insane measures that Israel do, which I am against, by the way, in order to try to protect the civilian. And the Gazan and the Arab people actually do the opposite. They put the civilian in the front line in order to have more casualties. So when people like you are crying and in outrage of the civilian and the children of dead of Gaza, just know that their blood is on your hand, because this is exactly the political weapon that they are counting on people like you to fall for. They want this political pressure, so they want their children dead. And this is not only happening in Israel, it's also happening in Jordan. At the time, there is like very known Arabic leader that described this, how when they had the conflict with the Jordanian leadership, the Palestinian, so-called Palestinian, sent the children in the front line as a human shield. And this is what they are doing now. So you have an Arabic name, but people in Europe and in the West, in Australia and the US, they have no understanding of the mentality of these people. They don't understand the mentality of the fundamentalism Islam, which is predominantly in the Middle East. And this is why you also talk about diplomacy. You think we didn't try. You think they didn't get, like, Gaza. Israel left Gaza in 2005. After Israel left Gaza in 2005, we were told that it will be the Singapore of the Middle East. Yeah, it will be. They got more money to rebuild Gaza than Germany after Second World War from the world. They got every year billions of dollars from different countries, from Europe, from Arab countries, from Qatar. And what did they do with this money? Did they build like hotels and beautiful pedestrians area and stuff like that? No, they build underground city and weaponize it and just made our life miserable. They had all the chances they could have to live in peace and prosperity and all this, but they choose time after time to destroy us, because the actual identity of the so-called Palestinian people, the only thing that differentiates them between them and any so-called Arab Muslim people as a nation is their dedication to destroy Israel and to be a historical victim. Like nowhere in the world you can hear people that are second, third, fourth generation calling themselves refugees other than so-called Palestinians. They had millions of people left from India to Pakistan, from Pakistan to India in 1948. You don't hear today, you don't see any fights, any demonstration about their being refugees. No, they just assimilated in their societies wherever they've been. Same thing with the 850,000 Arab Jews that came into Israel. They are not refugees anymore, they are citizens of Israel. But only the Palestinians are kept as a victim, as a refugee, as a political weapon against Israel. And you and people like yourself that demonstrate in favor of them, you are the one they are doing this for. You are the one these children are dying because of. Just so if you see the big picture. Okay, Shai.
Yes, let's run through some pictures because another, what's her name, Daria, she was also commenting here against what we are saying and in favor, if I can put these two sides, because it's not that black and white, although we try just to make it simple. She commented against what we are saying, and I want to comment back, but not directly, but through a few pictures and maybe a couple of videos. So just to continue what you were saying, over the past 7 years, 16 billion and 300 million. Okay, it's quite a lot of money, the .3 dollars, $16 billion has been donated to the Palestinian cause. And we can see here in the picture, some of it went to education, healthcare, housing, sanitation, electricity, social warfare, welfare, public transport, industry. Please keep giving. And yes, the pictures you see are all the same picture, and it's tunnels under Gaza. And yes, the Hamas, who are taking all this money, and the heads of the Hamas are sitting in Qatar, you know, probably enjoying their hormone of women and their drugs and their weaponry and their deals, and they're enjoying the money that is being sent to them. And actually, instead of looking after their own people, whether they have a justification for a piece of land or not, it's irrelevant. They are not looking after their own people, okay? Pretending to be their leaders, right? So at the same time, they are enjoying all the money coming from UNRWA, from European nations, from the UN, from America to an extent, and from other countries who actually support, like Barak says, the refugee cause, when actually no one is looking into the Jewish refugees that were moved here and elsewhere over the years. And there are many, many refugees all over the world. I mean, see the immigration, for God's sake, the immigration to Europe and to America. Are you enjoying that, guys, out there? Are you enjoying the Sharia law that they want to impose on all of you white people out there? Have you ever seen in the history of the Jewish people, have you ever seen we trying to impose Judaism on you, our way of life on you? And I'm not even religious, but let's talk about the religious Jews living in Europe, living in America, living in other continents. Have they ever tried to impose their laws on you? And the answer is no. Whether they ever tried to do it by force, with a sword, or with a gun? And the answer is no. Always self-defense. And actually, we never attack any other nation without they being starting. Okay, 1 second. Sorry for my. I want to see. I want to show more pictures, if you don't mind. Welcome to Europe in 2000. More Arabs are coming. Welcome to Europe. More Muslim Arabs are coming. 2020. Welcome to Europe. 2030. White man. Go away, unfaithful. And who is saying this is already the Muslim Arab sitting in the European Commission of who is a refugee and who isn't. British Mandate, Palestine, 20-48, two-state solution. And by the way, this is where they're going to take it, or they want to take it, okay, towards this solution, which is the Oslo agreement, etc. I don't think it will work, to be honest.
Wait, go back. Maybe I will explain a bit more. So basically, initially, it's a little bit, just a little bit historical context here. There was something called the Balfour Declaration in the beginning of the 20th century that basically designated all the upper part that you see as a Jewish state. And then after the Second World War, they actually decided to give the big part of it, the yellow piece on the right there, to the friend of the British who helped them in against the Turks, and they gave them this part of the land that was supposed to be the Jewish state. Most of Jordanians are a people that used to call themselves Palestinians. And now even that little piece of land that's called Israel, this is not a correct picture, because you have Judea and Samaria, which are, it's name of two Jewish tribes who used to live in that area. It's in the middle, it's a big chunk in the middle. And then in the south piece next to the sea, there is another piece that used to be conquered by Egypt, that's called Gaza. Gaza is also used to be a Jewish settlement in the ancient time, and also in the 20th century. So just to see that we didn't steal a land of Palestine, and they actually took our land, because we are supposed to be all of this. So basically Jordan is, we have 60% so-called Arab Palestinian. This is Palestine, and the rest should be for us. Now, I want to say that I wouldn't mind to live with Arabs or any other people. I think this vision of living together and multiculturalism and no borders, it's a very nice utopic dream. But the actuality is, and this is played in, again and again in history, that there is not coexistence with Muslims. And you Europeans, naive, loving people, you're gonna, in your lifetime, if you're not gonna be get killed by the vax and Klaus Schwab and all of this, in your lifetime, you're gonna see what happened in Israel on the 7th of October. You're gonna see it in your neighborhoods, because the way it is going demographically, Europeans, they have less than one child, and the Muslims which came into your countries in the millions, they have about 7 children. And in no time, they're going to become a very big power there. And if you think you can going to ask them, oh, kindly, please go back to your own countries, it's not going to happen. So see what's going on in Israel, and this is the writing on the wall for you. So you better wake up.
And just to continue using this picture, but I have some more, okay? Before 48, Jews didn't live in this land, say this guy with a sort of a flag of whatever, and they are sitting in Bethlehem, actually,
which means the house of bread in Hebrew. It's yes. all Israel, or what you call Palestine is not an Arabic word, it's a Roman, it's a name of a Greek tribe who used to live here in the time of the Romans,
and it means intruder,
invaders. Yes, and yes. All Israel, you know, people say, what's the right you have? Oh, you came from Europe, you took over. All Israel, not to mention the Bible that connected to the Jews, all Israel is full with the Jewish history. It's not full with Muslim history. It's all Jewish.
And just true. To remind, Jesus was a Jew and he lived in Bethlehem. Tell me more about the Jewish occupation now. I mean, just to remind you guys and girls, Christianity or Jesus came before Islam or Muhammad. And Jesus or Christianity, different times, but anyway, they came long after the Hebrew people, the Israelites, who actually been living here. And before or when they came here, they were Kna'ani, Yevusi, other pagan tribes who were living here, doing whatever they were doing there in their pagan way. And it's the if you like, the Israelites or the Hebrew people who brought believing in one God,
monotheistic.
Yes, monotheistic. So you
know, what
yeah,
you want to continue, or I should
yes,
say?
I want to show more pictures.
Okay, so let me just relate to something we hear a lot. People say, oh, you are white people. You know, what do you have to do with this area? You're coming from Europe. The native people are brown. So first of all, half of Israel are descended from Arab. Basically, they lived in the Middle East for thousands of years, and they are brown skin. Yeah. And many Jews, including my family, we've been like for decades, hundreds of years, lived in Israel before 1948. But it's true that there used to be the Hebrew people and there are Jews. The Jews are basically, the Hebrew people became the Jews. Yeah, even though it's from, the Hebrew people were a race, but Judaism is not a race. Judaism is a religion. You can be a Chinese Jews, you can be black Jews, you can be Russian Jews. And it's true that in Israel you have a lot of white skin people, and you say, oh, you are not the original, because Judaism is not a race. Judaism is a religion. But we do have an heritage. They had all kinds of DNA tests, for example, And they found, like, for people that the family name is Cohen, which is mean priest, they all have a shared chromosome. It makes no difference if they came from Arab country and they are brown skin, or they came from Europe and they are white skin. And don't forget, one second, and don't forget that many of those Jews that were refugees from Israel went to Spain, and afterwards from Spain went to Europe and maybe Russia. There were a lot of rape and all kinds of stuff. So obviously our genes got mixed with those people. But still, Israel culturally for thousands of years, Palestine, which is a Roman name they gave to ancient Israel, it was always the heritage of our people. Yeah.
And to add, Jews, Jewish, Judah, okay, Judah and Samaria. Judah is only one tribe out of 12. I mean, out of 12. So
yeah, it's true.
I do not know any group of people in the world saying, hey, I'm a Muslim heritage. My grandparents are Muslims. I'm proud of it, being a Muslim heritage, and spread the seeds all over the world. No, but I don't know even one group of people saying that, but I do know quite a bunch of groups of people in India, in China, in Africa, South America, Russia probably, and this area, and probably more, who are saying, we are from the Hebrew people. We are from the Israelites. Look, we have the Bible here. We have the same strict ceremonies and religious habits, if you like, or stuff that we do, same holidays, like the Jews from Judah, okay, in Israel, or in Brooklyn, or in Golders Green, it doesn't matter now where they are, but they are proud of being part of this group of people, the Israelites. Now, why they are proud of that? Because for many years, they were also chased after, and probably some other groups would like to kill them and want to eradicate their habits, their religious habits, and their holidays, and to convert them into other religions. And when you think about it, they are proud of being Israelites and looking after their heritage. And they've been doing it for so many years. Now this, let me put this. Okay, what we see here is a coin. A British pound from the British Mandate of Palestine pre 48, before 48. On it, if you can very clearly see the marking, a like land of Israel, Eretz Israel, yeah. AI, but it's not AI, you know, a shortened version of Eretz Israel, which literally means land of Israel. It doesn't say land of Muhammad, no land of Islam, no land of Arabs. It says land of Israel.
Yeah, people think
Palestine, what?
Yeah, people think that Palestine mean a country of Muslim people, but Palestine is the name of the region, and also the Jews who lived in Palestine before Israel was founded in 1948, they were also Palestinian. My father, when he was born, he was a Palestinian.
You know, it's funny. There is this sketch by Yochai Sponder. He is like a comedian. And he says that he was sitting in a restaurant. And this is really good for you out there speaking English. Okay, this is so relevant, it will blow your mind. It's so simple and so relevant. Listen, probably Barak, you also don't know it. Okay, listen up. So Yochai Sponder is a comedian and he's telling a sketch on stage doing his stand-up comedy. And he's saying he was sitting in a hotel somewhere in England or elsewhere in another country. And he was getting his breakfast. And this woman came to him. You Israeli, right? Anyway, and he was saying, it's kind of a funny sketch, and he was replying and this and that. And she told him, you occupier, you occupy the Arabs, you occupier, you blaming him for being the occupier of this land. And he said, this is so clever, so simple. Always the truth is in the simple details. He said, if I were the occupier, we would have this conversation in Hebrew. But we have this conversation in English, and we have this broadcast in English, guys. You know why? Because the British Empire is the occupier, not Israelites, not Jews, not Hebrews, not even, if you like, not even Muslims. It's the British Empire that took 3/4 of the planet and using their whatever ways, including armies, including butchering, including, you know, MI6, MI5, and this lot, okay, the intelligence of the British Empire, using all the tools and all the means they can in order to penetrate continents, countries, and states, and establish states, obviously, and take after or steal the resources, whether it's gold, silver, other things in the land, and obviously the people, the trading of people, human trafficking. This is why we have this conversation in English, because you are the occupier, the English-speaking people. Now, I don't blame you, obviously, but your British Empire crown, the governments, okay? Government is mind control, guys. I mean, wake up. So Yochai Sponder is saying this, and this is such a very clear and clever observation. We are not the occupier. This is our land. We have this book for thousands of years. We know that this is our land. There is no Palestinian nation. Palestine comes from Polish, from Pelesh, from Plishti, and it means invaders. So whoever is calling himself a Palestinian or a Palestine or a Plishti is actually admitting that he's an invader. Someone who invades a place or a land, that means it's not his. How simple, how more simple do you want it? Now, does this take away the responsibility or the horrifying things that happened in Gaza in the last couple of months? No. Does this take away the horrifying things that the terrorists have done purposefully, without warning others, but came into the borders, into the settlements and the kibbutz and the moshav, and I will point this in a second about the word settlement, okay? Because I had one comment here. They came in purposefully to kill, not to steal.
Innocent civilian.
Innocent civilians, babies, grandmothers. I mean, come on, guys, okay? Now, one observation that, one comment I got here. For those of you who speak English, settlement, you are used to use the word settlement for illegal places where Jews live, in Judah and Samaria and around Gaza, etc., or in the Golan Heights, which is, let's say, bits of land that we occupy. First of all, we don't occupy, this is our land. Secondly, we took it after seven, if I'm not mistaken, maybe five or six or seven Arab countries with their armies attacked us in 1967, and they lost within 6 days. Tough. So they lost, we lost lives, but we gain these bits of land, which is ours anyway. And you know what? The land of Israel in the days of Solomon, before Christianity, before Islam, the land of Israel was much larger. Now, do we come and say we want all of it? No, because we let the people live in peace. Now, I'm not patronizing or anything. I'm just trying to pinpoint some facts. So when you say settlements, you use it in a bad way. Whereas Moshav, Kibbutz, or other names are cute and they are okay. So no, settlement, it means we settle here. We are the settlers of this land. That's what it means. Okay, it's not negative. It's actually very positive. Anyway, let's see some more pictures.
Let me also say something. Yes, this is another one to illustrate all of these Muslim Arab countries that they have all of these chairs, which are countries, and they come to the only Jewish state and say, oh, you're sitting on my seat. You know, if you saw children playing a game and somebody had like, let's say 99% of everything, and then he was still insisting from the child that have only 1% to give him that, you would say, hey, what kind of a child you are, you know, it is like outrageous behavior, you know, selfish and so on, greedy and so on. But yet nobody said that in that context, because they managed to create the illusion that is Israel the strong vs. the Palestinian the weak, instead of seeing it the big picture, which is Jews with their one little state, which is so small, most of you cannot even understand how small it is, vice all of these Muslim countries that have all this land. I want to say something, one second, Shai. It's not related to the picture, but, you know, because we are talking to people that you are in the conspiracy field, you probably research this a bit, about the Khuzarim, the Khazars, and the Khazar Jews. As I said, Judaism is a religion, it's not a race. And into that religion, different ethnic groups came and joined, converted historically, who knows what was the story. The fact is, the people who said the Jews controlled the world, tried to take over the world, and so on and so on, there is something interesting about it, which I will talk about. But the fact is that along thousands of years of history, Jews were always persecuted. They had horrific crimes against them were done, mass murder, transfers, like millions of them were just scattered away after living in the country for hundreds of years, and so on. So cannot be that people that suffered so much persecution are the one who control the world. It makes no sense. At the same time, we too see that there is a lot of people in very high position, bankers, media, and so on, that have a very sinister influence on the world, and they are calling themselves Jews. And what we think that they are just hiding behind the Jewish identity, and they are actually a part of the cabal, the secret societies, and stuff like that. They use the Jewish as a scapegoat. This type that people say, "Are you a Zionist?" I am a Zionist, but there are two types of Zionism. There is Zionism that is this what they call the globalist agenda, which we are totally against. And there is also the Zionists, which are a group of people, many of them came as refugees from the Second World War and from Arab countries. They just wanted to come here and live in peace and in safety. And the situation is that our neighbors, they don't allow us. So as a survival and a self-defense mechanism, we do what we do. Yeah, we don't enjoy that. So this is what I wanted to say. Yeah.
I want to see this. I forgot his name. Let's see this guy. He's the son of one of the Hamas leaders. Forgot his name or the name of his dad.
His name. He has a nickname. He's called the Green Prince. There is a movie about him in Netflix. And if you Google his name, the Green Prince is a very brave man that did a giant leap of consciousness, unbelievable. And so even though he grew up in the same kind of brainwash of the Jews, the way the education system that you pay for in the Palestinian area portray us, and he was a terrorist, and he went from being a terrorist to actually understanding and seeing the bigger picture. And today is the advocate of truth and justice. And Shai, play him, show what he has to say.
One second. Sorry, one second. It's not him. Sorry. Yes, I'm showing it now.
There are a bunch of movements coming forward in the West, angry in the streets, protesting. Some call themselves pro-Palestine. Some call themselves Free Palestine. Others say end occupation. What occupation are you talking about? Do you mean end Israel and give Hamas what they want? Give Hamas weaponry, territory, soldiers, army, so they can mess more with the global security? Are you totally blind? How can't you see the things in common between the West and Israel? And how can't you see the violence and the brutality of Hamas movement? Or it's your hatred. You have nothing to do with Palestine. You're just projecting hatred and inflicting emotional pain on the Jewish people as they mourn a modern-day Holocaust. Do you think this is how you help Palestine? There is no such a thing as Palestine. Palestine what? Yasser Arafat Palestine? PLO Palestine? PA Palestine? Hamas Palestine? Islamic Jihad Palestine? What Palestine are you protesting for? You have no idea what you're talking about. I am being emotional. I have the fucking right to be emotional. Because I speak on behalf of the children. As a Palestinian child, as a child of the land, I qualify to talk about the subject. But you have no idea what you're talking about. You never been there. You did not live the pain of that land. So what are you protesting against or about? What is your problem? Let me be clear. This war will go the way we want it to go. Your opinion doesn't matter. Even if you were a majority, you don't matter. Not in this war. It's not your business. You protest against your politicians in London, in Paris, everywhere, wherever you want. That's your business. But in the Middle East, we deal with business the Middle East style. The Middle East style. We are going after Hamas leaders, and we're going to kill all of them. And nobody can get in the way. Those are criminals, those are terrorists. They have lots of blood on their hands. Hamas prisoners in Israeli prisons must be executed. We are going to destroy Hamas infrastructure. And that's the answer for their brutality. There is no way around it. As you see, I'm not politically correct. I'm not your type. And I will not be. This act of Hamas did not only bring the wrath of Israel against Gaza and the Gaza people. It brought the wrath of God. And you will see God in action.
To be honest, I don't mind what he's saying. I don't need his justification for me being here and for us, Hebrew people, Israelites, Jews, being alive and our right to exist, to breathe air. So thanks for doing it. What's your name? But this is not the main thing here, okay? I want to show maybe a few more pictures. One second. Yes. You have some numbers of Jews in Egypt, in Jordan, in Saudi Arabia, in Lebanon, Syria, Iraq, Iran, numbers of Arabs in Israel. With full civil rights. But sure, Israel is the apartheid state.
Well, I don't know if people could see it. If they see it on their phone, they cannot see the number. Basically, it shows that in all the Muslim Arab countries, there are basically nearly zero Jews. But and in Israel, there is like 2 million Muslim Arabs. And yet you are calling us apartheid state and we are doing ethnic cleansing and stuff like that. All of those countries used to have hundreds of thousands of Jews in 1948. Okay.
Yeah, this is Palestine. And it's another small thing. But, you know, the Arabs cannot say the letter P, like Palestine. So it doesn't make sense that they will call themselves Palestinians when they cannot say their own name. It's like I'm being Israeli and I cannot say the letter I. So instead of I will say Y. So instead of Israel, Yisrael. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense that I will be in Israel and I will call myself Yisrael. It doesn't make sense. So they can only say Palestine or Palestine. But on all the coins from the Romans and from the British Empire, it says Palestine because it comes from Plishti, Polish intruder. It doesn't come from Palestine being the land of Palestinians, Arabs. It comes from being intruders. And whoever called them Plishti or Polish intruder is we, because they intrude our country, our land. Again, I think you out there, whether you're in England, Sweden, Norway, France, Switzerland, you start to feel the heat. Arabs invade Palestine. There you go. And by the way, if you want to go that way, then you have, let's say, Syrian Palestinian, Lebanese Palestinian, and you have Israeli Palestinian, because Palestine is a name that was given to this land by the Romans, not by us. We call it Israel. Okay, let's leave that.
It was 1939. This is here. You can see Soros, the left progressive globalist. I don't know what Satan worshiper. I don't know what this guy. But you see, when you see on Twitter and all the social media is blasted with this propaganda, you see who is behind this. So are you on the side of Soros in history? Don't you see the connection between all of this progressive infiltration into society that it's part of the globalist agenda? So how can these people that are like fucking monsters, Nazis, all of these disgusting billionaires, elite, that want to exterminate you, how can they be on the right side of history? So when you are sided with the so-called Palestinian narrative, you are sided with these people, just so you may connect the dots. And this is something I would like to hear from David Icke to explain, because David Icke, he has like some broadcast and he's pretending himself to be objective, say, oh, you know, there is puppeteer behind the scene playing the two sides. But when you look in David Icke's social media, it is like Hitler would be very proud in such a post like David Icke have on his media, which is really a shame, because I think David Icke is a really voice of truth. But in this subject, is better than used to be, but it's still. The thing is, it's true the two sides are being played behind the scene, but you cannot put them on the same exactly level, because there is an aggressor here and there is a victim here. And along the history, even though the Palestinians are, or the Arabs are, in this case, they were like maybe weaker militarily, they have more casualties, they were the attackers. You know, we are stronger than a wasp, but yet a wasp come and bite us. You cannot say, you know, let's say a bunch of 10 wasps come and bite you, and you kill all of them. And then somebody look from the side, say, oh, you are like, you killed 10 of them, they only injured you, so you are the aggressor. This is the logic that the West is imposing on this situation.
Another thing, mostly, unlike Egypt or Egyptians or Jordan and Jordanians, Syrian and Syria, Lebanon and Lebanese, and so on and so forth, Iraqi, Iranians, and etc. They have a history. They have things they live for in favor of themselves, of their heritage, of their holidays, etc. Palestinians, or those who are called Palestinians, and again, I'm not saying they don't have a right to live, God forbid, of course they do. I'm not saying that. Still, they have no heritage, no history, nothing in favor of themselves, but it's like their whole purpose of existence is against Israel, Israelites, Jews, the state
Israel existence.
Yeah. Say again?
They are against the existence of Israel. When you go on the streets and you recite from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free, you are reciting yes for Holocaust of all Jews and destruction of Israel.
Exactly. I mean, you have to see that the propaganda and the mind control, the engineering of your thought process is such that you're supporting a group of people who have nothing in favor of themselves, but they are only against another group of people. It's like, if you like, that the Torah will speak only about annihilation of all the people on the planet except us, the Jews. Or if we, whatever we do in our life, we don't do innovation, we don't do creation, we don't look after our children, we don't go to school, we don't establish agriculture and other stuff that we do here, okay? We don't do things for the good of others, but we only want to destroy and to cause destruction to other nations and to other people. Does that make sense? Will you out there let us live in such terms? Probably not. But this is what's happening out there. Their only purpose, or almost only purpose, is to attack us. It doesn't make sense.
There was Laila, she said, like about diplomacy, the charter of the Hamas, they write as their 10 commandments, is we stand for the destruction of Israel. Same thing with PLO. These are the two political representation of the Palestinian people. How can you come and have a discussion with somebody that want to that is only opinion and wish is to destroy you and kill you? It's impossible.
I want to play something funny. I mean, after all, it's Christmas, so sorry for all this vibe, but we are kind of fighting for our life, you know. Or before that, let me just put this, okay? The Israel, I remember before I was speaking about the puppets and puppeteers. So the New World Order and whoever runs it, that means again, the main centers is City of London, inside London, Washington, District of Columbia, inside Washington, the Vatican, inside of Rome, and obviously all the UN organizations which come out of Switzerland, which are the real Nazis. And they are all being controlled by, obviously, Vanguard, BlackRock, which have their shareholders are to an extent is the public. But then again, the royal families of the world, who are the real Nazis and the real Satanists of this planet. And they run all these wars so we can fight with one another. Barack and I are just justifying our right to live. That's it. Not our right to kill others, but our right to live. And by to live, I mean also self-defending ourselves. If someone comes to kill me, I have the right and the obligation to kill him first. And so on. It goes also for all our history. And I hope it will stop soon. let's see this.
We got a joy. Is anyone watching the news anymore?
No.
Nobody. And they're running out of things to try to get your interest. Yeah. And come on, have you watched the last couple of weeks? It gets goofier and goofier and goofier. It's almost like a sitcom right in front of your face. Like, how about... This is a good... How about the Chinese spy balloon? Who sat there and went, all right, I think we got a good one. You think they'll fall for it? Yeah. Look like a military guy. Put on important medals and you go We're here to lie to your face. Lie right to your face.
You're on mute, Chai.
Yes, no, I'm not. This is just to remember, this is the media, this is government. These are all the politicians and all the high court people, officials who are here just doing their job, doing their part, their acting part, so we, the people, can fall into despair, into arguing, fighting, justifying, you know, doing all the bad things that we shouldn't do, when actually we just want to sit and eat together, play music together. And the best example maybe that I can give nowadays is an Israeli guy. I forgot his name, but his name appears on the video that I'm going to show you. An Israeli guy who has recorded quite a familiar song here. And he sent it to his Iranian friend. He's called Ardovan Hatami. I showed him in the beginning of this broadcast. And Ardovan Hatami recorded his voice on this song. So this is kind of a cooperation between an Israeli, Hebrew, Jewish musician, an Iranian, Parsi musician, crossing borders, crossing their intentions to create something good. And this is the examples that we should learn from. This is the example we should set for ourselves and our children. And with this note, I wanna say thank you to all of you who were in this broadcast. Please share it if you find any value in it. And any good intention that Barak and I have put here, it's only for revealing the truth. It's only for the good of others and ourselves. Again, we don't kill for the destruction or annihilation or genocide of other people. We just want to live in peace. That's it. Give us a break. All these terrorists and all these bad doers and all their supporters around the world, wake the fuck up, okay? We are on the good side of history. So, yes, Barak, if you have something to say, just to finish this podcast, that's the time.
So, you know, what is happening is that we are all being played. Israeli people and obviously the Palestinian, and you're also being played. It's all part of this game to distract us from our real enemies. Our real enemies are in the governments, in the banks, in the economic system, in the media. These are the people that worldwide we need to rise up and to take them down, all of this cabal, because people to people, without all of this manipulation, as Shai said, we just want to live. I'd be very happy to coexist with the Arab people. When I was a child, Gaza used to be a place we used to go and do shopping and eat the best hummus in the world. We used to go also to Judea and Samaria. It wasn't perfect, but it was better. I think people should live with their own people. I think too much mixing in high percentages bring problems. Evidently, we are built like that. But still, just understand who is your enemy. And Israel, and what Israel doing now with all the suffering of the innocent, as innocent always suffer in wars, civilians always suffer in wars. It is a shame, but it is a necessity now. And we are still now, the Israeli people, under attack by our own governments. It's a different subject, but just know that we are really trying just to, we want to live and let live. And what's happening now, it is just sad.
And just to add, in Gaza, there was a thriving Jewish community, a synagogue or synagogues. And again, a thriving Jewish community before the so-called Palestinians were given this piece of land. But after they were given it, with all the billions of dollars and euros they've been getting, they were buying weaponry, doing deals with Iran or other, maybe even with Israel, supplying weapons to Hamas, given Bibi established Hamas, you know. So I'm just saying,
that's correct.
We do want to live in peace, but we are not going to give up this land because we have nowhere to go to. I mean, guys, before we had this land, let's say in the last 2,000 years, what happened in Germany? What happened in Russia? What happened elsewhere? I mean, people kept killing us. We are not into that anymore, okay?
Actually, in Germany, before the Holocaust and all of this, on the window of the shops of the Jews, there was written in German, Jews to Palestine. And now the same people who, by the way, sponsor all of these terrorists tell us Jews to where exactly? You want us to go back to Europe? Well, that's not an option because of past experience.
Yeah. So with this, let us finish with the song Dror Ikara with an Israeli musician and an Iranian musician doing this amazing piece together. Very short, but very joyful. Wish you all the best. God bless. Merry Christmas, all of you out there. Thank you, Barak, for being with us.
Thank you, Shai.
God bless us all. Here we go. Bye-bye.
Es de la sorra.